Because one of my childhood desires was to be a visual artist. And I have been drawing all my life, but I never gave it a full chance because between music and literature, and especially music, it's such a demanding profession, and it was really occupying most of my time. And during that time, I was somewhat homeless because my studio was gone. It took 9 months to rebuild it. And I was spending, in between touring, I was spending a lot of time in the artist colonies. And I realized that there was this childhood desire I remember spending hours and hours just looking at the paintings and imagining how they were done and imagining myself creating something like that. And I thought to myself, well, why not to give it a chance? What can be a better place to start when you are surrounded by visual artists? Because some of these communities had a lot of visual artists. And I would just go and ask their advice on, well, how do you go about oil painting? How do you choose a brush? What is a good brush? What is a bad brush? How do you go about, canvas? And everyone was very generous to share their secrets with me. And I started painting, and I started sculpting, and it has been a very big part of my last 4 years. And in a way, it was also serving me. I think it was something like a psychotherapy because instead of going to a psychiatrist, I would completely lose myself in the process of painting. And then something also started to happen that my visual art started to be related to the works I was writing.